Dreamscape presents Good Guy by Kate Meader, narrated by Ramona Master. 1. Levi Hunt had survived Special Forces training, which made SEALs Hell Week look like a tween summer camp. He lived through multiple tours of Afghanistan, when it seemed that everyone and his aunt was trying to kill him in wildly inventive ways. Last night, he choked down goalie Eric Jorgensen's surprise mac and cheese welcome meal. The surprise was pickled herring, and had not spent the rest of the evening hurling chunks for his country. But he had serious doubts. He was going to get through a whole season of Theo Kershaw talking about the thickness of his own ass. Except for a not-placed well-enough towel in one hand, Chicago Rebels defenseman Kershaw stood naked before a full-length mirror in the practice facility's locker room, gazing at his ass's reflection.
I can't believe I'm the only one with this problem. Hey, Burnett, you feeling me on this?
Unsubscribe, groaned Cade Burnett, another D-man, as he pulled on sweatpants. Already told you, I've got eyes for one ass only, and that's my guy's. Kershaw's eyebrows dipped in a V.
Not looking for your admiration, Alamo. I'm just trying to get a consensus on how big a problem this is in the NHL.
He turned to Levi.
Navy, what are your measurements?
Navy?
Yeah, because of your time with the Navy SEALs. Trying it out to see if it fits.
First, I was in Special Forces, aka the Green Berets. Second, you want to know how wide my ass is?
I have major problems finding pants that fit. Got these gorgeous trim hips and perfect waist. But the glutes.
He slapped his right buttock, leaving a red mark and the rest of the team cracking up.
It's so hard to get pants to go up and over these bad boys.
Pretty funny what guys felt comfortable with in a locker room. Levi had had this in-your-face camaraderie in college and in the service, but he'd expected pro hockey would be a bit more adult. Apparently, he was wrong. His head was still spinning at the speed of his career trajectory. 4 months ago, he'd received his discharge papers from Special Forces, acquired an agent, and put himself on the market. 10 weeks ago, he'd signed on for a false start with the Chicago Rebels' AHL affiliate, the Rockford Royals. Spending a year or two in the feeder league to get game tough seemed as good a plan.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?